Got to give up the old. You got to give up the fake before you can get the real. Just humble yourselves and admit that it didn't produce what it should have produced if it was really God. And some of you have entered into the deep things. Praise God. And some of you are getting there. Some of you are getting hungry. But I'm just not one to tolerate a bunch of junk. Because God's given me a heart to see Christ formed in his people. Not people who are getting their needs met looking spiritual. Can't get the real till you get rid of the false. Some of you need to really take what I'm saying seriously and go say, God, forgive me. God, help me. God, let me face whatever it is that I thought I was tasting and it won't you. God, forgive me if I thought I'd been there and I'm not even ankle deep and yet I think I've been over my head. I'm not even over my head. I think I'm past the waist finally, hallelujah. But man, I can't wait to get over my head where I just don't even know where we're going. Woohoo! I think sometimes I almost got there and then I got scared and ran back up shore a little bit. Okay, verse 23. And not only so, but we also ourselves have the first fruit of the Spirit. Also, we also groan within ourselves, eagerly expecting adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved by hope, but hope being seen is not hope. For what anyone sees, why does he also have hope? In other words, once you've got it, it's not hope anymore. So you need to hang on to hope until you see the promise. That's what I've had to do. I've hung on to hope until I see Mitchell completely healed. You hang on to hope until you're completely delivered. You hang on to hope until you see restoration in your family. You hang on to hope until you get your life right. You hang on to hope until everything of the enemy has been destroyed. Okay, you hang on. That's what he's saying. It says, but if we hope for what we do not see through patience, We wait eagerly. Now, this is very important. This is very important. This is good to preach on a Tuesday night because you get in these groups and you listen to the tapes and you minister to one another. And some of you are like, I've done this and I've done this and I've done this. And I feel like I'm not getting there as fast as I want to get there. And he says, wait a minute, keep hoping. Eagerly expect. You need to walk in here every Tuesday night, every Friday night, wherever you go, any other church, any conference, expecting a difference, expecting a breakthrough, expecting a revelation to finally hit your spirit man, bypass your brain, and cause change. All right? You need to eagerly expect it. Don't ever go anywhere where you think, I already know all this. Why are you there? Unless you got a religious spirit and you think, oh, I get to speak in tongues here and maybe I'll get to do a little dance in the aisle and somebody will get impressed. You know, if you really want to dance and speak in tongues and whatever, go somewhere where they don't like you doing that and then we'll see how much you want to do it. Because then God tells you to do it and they throw you out and everybody makes fun of you and they persecute you for righteousness' sake. Then you get a whole new idea about it. You know, go to a Baptist church. Not if you got a religious spirit, you just want to go and get thrown out now. But if you're really like, Lord, I want to see how much I'll honor you. Go to a place where it feels so heavy to raise your hands and then be obedient and raise your hands. Glorify God anyway. You know, go and find out sometimes how much of what you got is real. You know, go to a place where they've never danced in the aisles before and say, Lord, I'll dance if you want me to. And then when he does, you'll have a whole new understanding of persecution. You'll have a whole new understanding of obeying God and listening to God. It's so easy to go where everybody just thinks, oh, isn't that great? But if we hope for what we do not see through patience, we wait eagerly. And likewise, the Spirit also joins in. This is cool. Now listen to this. Romans 9:26. Likewise, the Spirit joins in to help our weaknesses. Isn't that awesome? As you're eagerly hoping, eagerly waiting, eagerly believing for God to bring you that breakthrough, for God to make you into his likeness, for God to cause you to be a son or daughter of his, as you're eagerly waiting for that miracle, as you're eagerly waiting for that family member to get right, as you're eagerly waiting, the Holy Spirit joins with your spirit and helps you where you're weak. Isn't that awesome? Bible says where we're weak, he's strong. So when you think, I just can't do this, I just can't believe anymore, I just can't, God, I've tried everything to get healed and I just can't seem to beat this disease. You've got to sit down a second and say, wait a minute, I really can't do it. But the Bible just promised me, I just saw it in the Word very clearly, that I'm hoping eagerly, I'm waiting patiently, but I haven't lost hope for my healing. And I'm believing what the Word said tonight, that I don't have anything to fear because the Holy Spirit is joining me and helping me in every area where I'm weak. Boy, isn't that what happened with you, Deborah? Deborah had so much fear, eaten up with cancer. She couldn't do it. She was just panic stricken. And the Holy Spirit met her right where she was at, joined up with her, where she was so weak, he got her to a place where she would hear truth because of his strength. And she got healed. Whew. That ought to just bring everybody some relief tonight. I don't have to keep trying. So I don't have to, where I'm weak, when my weak area shows up, you know that with your situation with your husband. When it seemed like, oh, Lord, oh, you know that too. So you say, Lord, there's so much grace. That's what grace is. Grace is the Holy Spirit coming and joining you. It just sounds so good when you see it that way. Here's the Holy Spirit coming and joining me. I mean, just coming right along, hooking up with my spirit and say, come on, we're going to do this. You're going to get through. You're going to get to that healing. You're going to see your children saved. You're going to see the situation turned around. You're going to see those finances come in. You're going to watch me get that parking lot done. You're going to watch me get that house taken care of. You're going to watch me do this. Just hook up with me.